With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laizer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, How to Love Yourself. This lesson is more important than a COVID-19 vaccine for two reasons. First, the new COVID vaccines haven't proven themselves, and no one yet knows what the side effects might be. And second, self-persecution and feelings of inadequacy are a worse pandemic than coronavirus when people don't feel they're good enough. What's more, the side effects of today's lesson will only make you feel better about yourself. So let's get started. Well, people confuse themselves. They think if they love themselves, then it's narcissism. No, the world is confused between narcissism, which is definitely an undesirable trait, and loving yourself, which is the key to happiness, success, and emotional health, in addition to being the vital element in your relationship with yourself, other people, and with the Creator. Narcissism is excessive to exclusive interest in oneself and one's physical appearance. The narcissist is far from happy, for he or she craves praise and admiration. They want to be the center of the show, and everyone needs to tell them how great they are all the time. In that way, the narcissist is an emotional cripple, entirely dependent on compliment handouts from other people. The person who loves himself is the exact opposite and entirely independent. He loves himself, doesn't need any outside reinforcement, because he or she is happy with themselves no matter how seemingly unsuccessful or limited they might be. But if we don't love ourselves, we won't be able to love anyone else either. A person who doesn't love himself is never satisfied with himself or with anyone else around him. He's not even satisfied with Hashem. So if you want to be happy right now, don't wait till you become rich or get that new house or that dream spouse. Learn to love yourself right now, beginning right now. If you wait for the dream to materialize, you'll find that even then you won't be truly happy, because loving yourself doesn't depend on any dream coming true or any other external condition. So here's how to love yourself in a few easy steps. Repeat these steps every day until they become second nature, and I'm going to teach you five of them. Step number one, look in the mirror close up. Don't focus on any blemish or clogged pores or gray hairs, because they mean nothing. Look into your eyes. See the wonderful soul reflecting out of those eyes. Do this for a whole minute, for 60 seconds. And if you have tears in your eyes, that's fine. And if you start crying, that's even better. And if you blurt out, I love you, that's wonderful, because you're talking to your neshama, you're talking to your soul, and you're talking to Hashem, because Hashem is that tiny life spark inside your soul, inside your head, that's reflected right out of your eyes. Step two, repeat the first of the Rambam's 13 principles of faith. Encapsulated, tell yourself that you believe that everything comes from Hashem and that He alone did, does, and will do everything. Step three, the Torah tells us that we are Hashem's children and that His love for us is unfathomable. So for 60 seconds, tell yourself, Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. Don't simply repeat it. Contemplate it and feel gratitude in your heart for the zillions of life's blessings. Now let's move on. Step four, think that Hashem is a loving Father in heaven and that He loves you, and therefore He created you with everything you need to be happy. Think how your apparent shortcomings are not shortcomings at all, because Hashem doesn't give you what you don't need to fulfill your purpose in life. So look at your good points. Think of three of your most beautiful qualities, and I promise there's many more than that. Step five, tell yourself how much you love yourself, just the way you are right now, the whole package as is. Since you love yourself, you're now ready to love everyone else, and think how much you love life and love Hashem. Thank Him for these five steps and have a great day. And you know what you've just accomplished? A person who loves himself will never lie, because he doesn't need to invent stories to try and make himself look bigger than other people's eyes. And a person who loves himself will never speak Lashon Hara, evil speech, about anyone, because he or she doesn't need to step on other people in order to feel elevated. And a person who loves himself will never ridicule any other human being. And a person who loves himself will never flatter evil or evil people and tell them out of fear or being accepted in a group or losing a job that their evil deeds are wonderful. No, that's flattery. So these are the four sins of lying, evil speech, ridicule, and flattery. They sever a person from the Almighty. The soul, in order to be happy, has to be connected to the Almighty. So by loving yourself, not only do you maintain that connection, but you smile all day long, and nothing in the world is better. So don't forget for a moment how wonderful you are, and may Hashem bless you for everything good. Amen.